You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alvaro Negredo to score and Middlesbrough to win. Wolves 14-5, now 7-2. And Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. David, you've been for Burnley a few times away from home this season. Are you going to go with them again here?
Well, I've come a cropper, haven't I? I thought, this is their best chance, isn't it? Surely I've got my mind. You said that against Sunderland a couple of weeks ago.
I've got it written down here saying, Derek, please don't go for Burnley away from home again this season. If they're going to win one,
you look at it there, and big zero staring me right in the face. It's actually laughing at me now. I'm looking at it and it's laughing at me, that zero. I can't go for them again. I'll tell you why I can't. I mean, I want to oppose Middlesbrough. We've been saying that they can't score, Middlesbrough. And I suggested in that game against Swansea when they drew 0-0 last week that, there's signs there that they're throwing caution to the wind. I know it finished 0-0, but the signs that they might actually have a bit more of an attacking bent. And then that happened against in Hull in Madrid. That was writ large against Hull, but they forgot to defend and conceded four against Hull. But this looked, about a week ago, this looked on paper an absolute nailed-on 0-0 draw. You can't be sure now because of the way Middlesbrough have turned, well, not turned results around, but turned their tactics around. It's a tough one, this. I'm going to go for a draw. Apparently it cost me too much money, and no way will I be back at Middlesbrough because they've just forgotten how to win. A draw, Burnley will be made up with a draw. Middlesbrough won't, they need to win, but I don't think they're capable of it.
Yeah, Burnley, if they draw, it would take them on to 36 points, Tom, and Middlesbrough, as Derek just mentioned, they desperately need a win. They're 5 points behind Swansea and 7 points away from safety, albeit with a game in hand on Hull City at the moment. So it is desperate for Middlesbrough now.
Desperate, and with this fixture, I think if you offered me a free ticket and said there's a winning lottery ticket on your seat, but you've got to watch the match, I think I'd probably politely turn you down. I mean, Middlesbrough away from home, their remaining fixtures, they've got to go to Chelsea, to Liverpool. We might be the best chance of getting a result, actually, Liverpool and Bournemouth. So their home matches have got to yield something here. And Derek's right. I know a Middlesbrough fan, and he said to me, it's like Steve Agnew's flicked a switch, and we've gone completely the other way, and we can't do it. It kind of has to be a gradual process. The problem is they don't have time to kind of, alter the balance of that Middlesbrough side that has been so set in their ways this season. I think the draw looks extremely tempting here. You're looking at the draws that they've had recently at home, against West Brom, Everton and Leicester. They don't score too many at home, and I know they'll be a little bit more open, which potentially leads me to thinking there could be a couple of goals. I might look at something like the 1-1 here at 11-2, but Burnley's certainly good enough for a result, and Middlesbrough not quite good enough for the victory. So I think all things here point to the draw at 2-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.